I've always been very competitive, but I think the thing about maturity is about, for me earlier, is more about the mature thing would have been for me to accept my role as a backup tight end. You know, the immature thing with me at the time was to fight that all the time. Like, oh, I want to go do this. I want to do that. Oh, I could do this too. Or why am I not doing this? And if I was just accepting my role and being mature about what my role was at the time, I thought I would progress a little bit faster in my time in Dallas. So I don't think I was just an immature person, but I was immature at accepting what my role was on the team. I never wanted to be a backup. I always wanted to be the guy. Julius, he's a special athlete. I mean, he probably could go back there and play safety if you wanted him to. So I look forward to seeing him. He was always a great teammate, great guy, and I know he's going to come out fired up and passionate as usual. So we just got to be ready to go get him and block him like he's not one of our own anymore.
Is Packer Week different? I mean, does it feel different around here?
Nah, I mean, for me, it's always the same. You know, preparing just a different color jersey this week. It's not the prettiest colors, but always get prepared the same way. It's the same week, another team, another opponent. I think the fans get a little more riled up than the players do. Well, I have plays that are built for me to get targets on now as well. You know, we got plays that's built for every single guy to get the target at some point in the game. And the more plays you make, the more times they call it. And for me, it's really good because the more you taste that success, you know, I haven't feel like I've really been successful in my career like the way I think I should be. So the more I get, you know, the more I eat, the more I want, you know. So it's been very fun and more situations. There's still some situations for me that I haven't been in on the football field because, you know, we always had a Brandon Marshall. We always had a Victor Cruz. Always had a T.O. So, or Jason Witten. So those guys got to make those plays in the big moments. But now those situations that are new to me, I'm able to step up and do it for the first time as well. I'll take a whole lot of pride. That's why I call it the year of the yak. I think that's one of my favorite parts of the game. You know, Forte was telling me he had a flat route that I should have got tackled for no game. He's like, you got like 8 or 9 yards on that. That was pretty cool. So, but for me, I just like to run with the ball in my hand because I got all these receivers and they always talk about how fast they are and how smooth they are. And I just like to show that I could do the same because I feel like that's what separates me from the other tight ends in the league. I think the number one thing we learned is that we're not where we want to be yet. There's a lot of room for growth, and I feel like we left a lot of plays on the field. I feel real bad because I left one on the field when Alshon got a bubble route, and I kind of missed the block. I missed the block on the cornerback, and he got tackled. You know, that should have been a home run for us, things like that. So once we get all that clicking and everyone, all 11 men doing their jobs, then I think we'll be really, really special.